Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. So I just spent a week in Nashville, and I got home Sunday night, and today is Monday, and it's about 1:30, and I scheduled myself my birthday present. So my husband got me a day at the spa for my birthday back in December. I scheduled it for today, and I just got done with it, and oh my goodness, let me tell you how awesome it is to go to the spa and get like a 2-hour massage. I did like a 1-hour soaking, like Japanese soaking tub. I did a massage with like reflexology and like a hair treatment, like all this stuff. It was so amazing. And I want to talk to you about the things that came out of that for me, because my brain has been on overload for the last week because of everything we're talking about with marketing and growing your business and all these cool things you can do to like help people. And there's so many ideas, and we get so wound up, and we're like, okay, where do I even start? I don't even know what to do. And that can be a really difficult place to be when you're like, how do I sort through all of this stuff? And coming home and specifically like slowing down and not thinking about those things. When I was, doing my soaking tub, I set an intention of just like getting clear on, okay, what's the next step? Like, what does this look like for me from kind of like a high level view? And there's this meditation that I do, and it's called Your Inner Mentor, and you go visit the like 20-year-old wiser version of you. And so I kind of walked myself through this visually, and this is the coolest part. So here's what she told me. She said that it's time for you to be heard, which means I need to speak my truth. Like, I need to speak the things I want to teach people the way that I think and help them think that way too, because it's blessed my life so tremendously. The second thing that happened in that visualization I did was she always gives me a gift. And this time she walked away, and she came back out, and she had two hands together, and in her hand was a single cupcake with chocolate frosting and one candle at the top. And I was like, cupcake? Like, why are you giving me a cupcake, girl? What's going on? But to me, that symboled like rebirth. Like, happy birthday, Natalie. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You get to choose how you show up, and how you choose to show up today, tomorrow, in this moment, when you are frustrated, when life is tough, when it's beating you down, how you decide to show up defines you. And so I would encourage you to think of how you want to show up even when it sucks, because we have all been there. And then I can't remember the last thing, so I can't tell you, because I can't remember it, but but that's kind of what that experience was. And then, and overall, you know, I was sitting there like getting my massage, like, this feels so good, and I was like, I should probably eat a salad, I should probably treat my body right, because I feel really good about doing that. Like, I want to treat my body right. And I was thinking about eating like a hamburger and fries, you know, and I thought, that just kind of sounds terrible. I don't think I would feel that good if I ate that right now. And I decided, like, overall, I decided that the more time that I spend in this state where I am present and have intention and I am alive and I feel this connection to a higher purpose and a bigger story than just, you know, the literal things happening and going on in that moment, it's that connection for me that's going to help me grow and become the kind of person that I want to become. And I think that might be true for you too. And for me, it's very spiritual, and I believe that there is a God, and I believe that He knows me and loves me, and He knows you and loves you. You may not believe that, and that's totally okay. But connecting to that higher purpose and that sense of inner peace and confidence and wisdom and direction and security, that I personally need to get back to that state as often as I can, at least every day, so that can set the tone for the way I make decisions, for the way I treat people, for the way I treat myself, for how I think about opportunities. And, you know, you've probably been to an event, and if you haven't, there's a huge high. There's an emotional, almost like a spiritual high that you get when you're at this event, because you see all these people doing amazing things and you think and believe anything is possible. And guess what? That crashes. Like, it it inevitably dips and you lose some momentum and you lose some of that enthusiasm and you lose some of that energy, but you don't have to. And surrounding yourself with people that are high level and are seeking after big things is a great way for you to stay motivated and stay excited and believe and continue to believe in the possibility. And so if that's you and you want to be surrounded by people who believe that something you haven't done is possible, that the impossible is possible, that before we went to the moon, people thought it was impossible, but guess what? It wasn't. We did it, right? If you want people who will believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself, then that's what the My Best Self community is for. And so I haven't talked about it in a while, but it's a Facebook group that I started called My Best Self. You can join. I'll put the link in the show notes, and I would love to have you if you are a motivated, individual who wants to sacrifice your family and your health and those things for business, but who wants to have that, who, you know, you want to show up as a loving example to the people who are most important to you. And you also want to kick butt and take names in business, because it's completely possible. It is completely possible to do both. So today's podcast has been a little bit longer than usual, but I hope you appreciate. I know I haven't been bringing the energy and the enthusiasm to some of these shows because I'm telling you, it's been some late nights, and I'm sorry about that. But Nat is back in action, and we are going to rock this world. We're going to do awesome things, and I am so glad that you're here on the journey with me. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. Number two is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number two, the number three is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.